Welcome to the Seven Lakes Podcast. My name is Hunter, and I'm here talking with three of the boys' varsity basketball players.
I'm Brett Norton.
AJ Bates.
Josh Apollo.
How are y'all doing today?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Pretty good. So, I'm going to start off with some questions for y'all today. So, the first one is going to be, how would y'all summarize y'all's season so far?
Man, for us, it's been great. We played a ton of competition this year. Right now, we're undefeated in districts. We got one more game left against Taylor on Tuesday. I would say we're all just excited.
Yeah, I mean, playing the top competition and the number two team, like, really helped us to, like, come together and play together and have that chemistry throughout the season and led us to the number three state-ranked team, so.
Yeah. Is this the best season in Seven Lakes history so far?
Soon to be.
Yes, yeah, soon to be. I think we're on track to be last year's win record. So that's something that we've just had our eye on this whole year. But for us, it's just taking one game at a time. We don't really look ahead that far. So just getting a win each night is something that we really focus on.
Definitely. So what have been some keys to success this season for y'all's team?
Definitely defense, like starting on defense and getting the rebounds. And that was our struggle in the beginning of the year, was rebounding and transition defense, but these last couple games we've worked on that.
I would say giving Josh the ball, because he's a big presence and he's dominant, so I would say trying to find him and just let him work.
Yeah, I like that. I would say our defensive intensity, it really helps us just flip to transition, and that's how we get so many transition buckets.
And also having fun. We are throwing lobs, getting dunks, just celebrating. Brett, you are not dunking anything.
coming soon. Taylor game.
That makes sense. Having fun is definitely key aspect to anything.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I know y'all have playoffs coming up soon. Mm-hmm. So what are some thoughts going into the playoffs? Obviously, y'all are going to be the number one seed from the district. So
I was just saying, for us, it's just to stay united. We've had this long season. It's coming towards the end, but our end is going to be at the state championship game. So for us, it's just continuing to get better. We still haven't hit our peak yet. And I just think just doing what we've been doing this whole season is going to help us get through this.
Yeah, the only thing stopping us from a state championship is ourselves. So we just got to really lock in and trust the process.
So I know we have a big fan presence at the basketball games this season. So how does that affect y'all on the court?
It really helps our energy, like coming out and seeing a big crowd, especially with like the Spartan Crazies, like helps us with starting the game strong and like helping with lobs and all that.
You know, I always see Hunter at the games, you know, that's my guy. So seeing him, his teammates, and just our whole student body there really, you know, it shows the support that they have. And I think without them, this wouldn't be what it is.
Definitely makes you play better. Feels like you have so much support. Everyone's watching you. Everyone wants you to play better. So,
and y'all are fun to watch. So it's fun to go to the game.
Appreciate that.
So with all the success y'all have, what advice would y'all give to the younger kids that are coming up through like freshmen or even in eighth grade?
I would just say create a bond with your team. With us, we travel a lot together. We go out to eat. So I would say just having that bond and just honestly just working out. Just work on your stuff that you know that you need to work on and just have fun with what you do.
Definitely confidence, like trust your work, like all the work you put in, like you want to go into the game and just like be able to trust it and like have the confidence to be a good player.
I'd say do your work early. I know some seniors, they feel if they their freshman year, if they work harder, they would have a different story right now. So I'm just saying, if you come in freshman year and thinking, oh, I could put this off until later and then get to where I want, I just say do it early because you'd rather
leave it all. So from all three of y'all, give me y'all's top five, one from each position.
I'll go first. All right, so I got LeBron at the one because he's 6'9", and he's a floor general.
Crazy.
No, that's a great take because ain't nobody can guard that. At the two, I got Kobe. And at three, I got MJ. All right, my four and my five, I got Shaq at the four, right? And then my five is Hakeem because Hakeem can lock down and he got the post moves. So that's my five.
So what do y'all think about that?
Mid.
Overrated.
How? That's not overrated. Hold on, you got the best the all-time leading scorer in the NBA as your one. And hold on, he doesn't have to score. He can pass the ball, too. You have two of the best shooting guards at your two and the three. You got the most dominant big at your four. And then you got the best lockdown big of all time at the five. That's above me. That's legendary right there.
Kobe, LeBron, and MJ are not going to pass the ball.
I have him on my list, though.
All right, Josh, next.
At the one, I got Curry. The two, I got MJ. At the three, I got LeBron. And then at the four and five, I got Giannis and Shaq. Mm. So, like, a little mix of the new generation, the old generation, just so we can have some balance.
But besides Curry, that's not a lot of good shooting. You know, you got Giannis and Giannis and MJ.
I mean, that's why Giannis is at the four. We don't need him shooting threes.
Yeah, but still, like, we're going to pack the paint.
Okay. I got my one. I got Magic. Two, okay, I got MJ. Three, I got LeBron. And then four, I got Dennis Rodman. Hold up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
No. Stop. Wait, right,
wait a minute. You're not even done and you lost already.
He can lock up any person in the league. We don't need him from scoring. That's all we need.
Offensively, that's 4-on-5, bro. We're trapping the ball.
We're killing him. We're killing him.
We have MJ and LeBron. Him. We don't need any offense right there. Then we have Shaq at the five.
Okay, besides Magic and Rodman, that's a pretty good five. But
chill.
Bro, Magic is just going to pass the ball. And Rodman exactly. can't do it.
I like Magic as a floor general, but...
Yeah, but offensively, yeah. Like, it's not much there. All
right, definitely. My five played your five. My five.
My five is winning by 30.
Brad, we know that's not true.
That's
Dennis,
what I'm saying.
Dennis Rodman.
He can rebound and play defense.
What is your three?
My four.
What's your four?
Mine was Shaq.
No, yours was Giannis.
Shaq, no.
His was Giannis. Giannis.
Shaq's
was
giving Giannis. Dennis Rodman 30 and 30.
And so is Giannis. Giannis giving him 50.
Giannis is knew it. Dump Demi up on that one, Josh. That's facts.
That's a hot take, but
Rodman get more rebounds, though.
No, Hunter, what's your top five? Hold on, you give us your top five.
My top five, I'm going to go Curry at the one, MJ at the two, LeBron at the three, Giannis at the four and Shaq at the five.
So it's basically his right there.
But I mean, that's a great top five.
It's not bad, but it's like
Curry and Magic go. Like I can interchange them.
Mm-hmm.
Two different play styles.
I would do Curry or I would put Kyrie low key.
I would go with a tall lineup. Like honestly, Penny Hardaway.
Where's Luka?
Luka in a couple years.
Yeah,
amazing. Give him time.
Mm-hmm. You also got Tracy McGrady though.
Ooh, T-Mac. A healthy T-Mac was a bucket, though. Brett's I ain't gonna lie.
Brett's not trying to
win. Just think. Hold on. A healthy T-Mac, like Orlando T-Mac. He was a bucket. I ain't gonna lie. He was tough.
I think Curry's got
Cavs, LeBron.
Ooh, but what? But what Cavs? Like 2016?
2016.
Hey, ooh, that's tough. I ain't gonna lie. Because he did 3-1 lead. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm taking that LeBron. Mm-hmm. But Brett's lineup is the worst, so I ain't gonna lie. It's between me and Josh.
It's not like me.
Rodman, y'all are hating.
And Noah, we gotta do.
We should go like one on one, like with our point, like positions.
Okay, so I have LeBron.
Okay, FPG.
Yeah.
All right.
And you got Curry. LeBron. All
right. All right. Okay. So you won that one.
Okay. I had Kobe at the two.
I had MJ. I won.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your third?
MJ.
LeBron. I won.
That's MJ. That's MJ.
See, now we're about to start a whole new talk.
No.
I just won that.
No. Okay.
MJ's the goat.
MJ won that.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, so my four, I had Shaq. You had Giannis. Shaq. Prime Shaq against prime Giannis. Shaq is bullying Giannis.
That's true.
And my five, I had Hakeem.
All
right. I got five?
Shaq.
Bro, Hakeem. Bro, Hakeem.
No.
Hakeem
played against mailmen. No,
bro. I'm telling you, bro. If you watch the Orlando Magic, 30 for 30, Hakeem was giving Hakeem was giving Shaq nightmares with the footwork.
Okay.
With the footwork, Josh.
I don't believe that. I might have to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
30 for 30.
30 for 30.
Last
this,
dance.
This magic
Rodman.
Moment. No one watched The Last Dance for Dennis Rodman. It was all about MJ and Scottie.
MJ, but MJ needed Dennis Rodman to win.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. When I watched that, I was like, he's really not the GOAT.
Mm-hmm. See, but no, I think that, right? That
playing
second,
against 9-to-5s.
But I think that second version of the Bulls was a lot better than the first version, because they had Ron Harper, who was a great defensive player, Dennis Rodman, who just was Dennis Rodman. And then they had guys like...
Not top five, though.
Yeah, not top five, though. I mean, Dennis Rodman...
That's great.
I'm not saying he's top five in the world. I'm just saying in that five, he's a good fit for a five.
Okay, so my question is, you had Larry Bird. No, you could have put Larry Bird on there. You could have put Will. You could have put anybody. But you chose Dennis Rodman, bro. Yeah.
There's a reason, though, behind it.
Okay, but your reason is not the best. Like, it's... Like, I see what you're going for, but it don't really fit that team.
Hey, guys, thanks for the great conversation today. And when can we come watch y'all play?
Tuesday at home versus Taylor. Everybody pop out. Neon Night.
All right, we'll be there.
Appreciate it.